Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, it's such a huge opportunity to earn money, but it's also quite, you're showing your body as a woman, and there's a lot of decisions to be made doing that. And there's a lot of judgment that comes and stigma. And, you know, it's not all glamorous. You know, yeah. There is a very not nice side to it also. And it's hard work.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. Today's guest gave up her career in acting to join a subscription site, OnlyFans. Since joining the site, she has raked in a seven-figure salary and has attracted attention from all across the world. Bonnie Lockett was one of the main names that featured in Olivia Attwood's Filthy Rich documentary. Along with her online presence, she is also a female car expert with a £1 million car collection. So welcome to the studio, Bonnie. I'm always really interested and intrigued to hear how OnlyFans creators get into OnlyFans in the first place, because yeah. I always feel like it's not something you grow up thinking you want to do or knowing you want to do. And you're actually an actress before you joined the platform.
Yeah, so I worked in musical theatre from 19 to 27.
Okay.
And basically I was buying a house and I didn't have the deposit. And at the time, I mean, as a working actress, you're not always in work. I was running a dancers agency.
Yeah.
And I used to provide girls to all these different clubs. And then it all kind of collapsed at the same time, you know. And I was like, oh my God, what can I do for money?
Yeah.
So I was like, one of my friends approached me and she was like, oh, have you heard about webcam modeling? And I was like, no, what the hell is that? And she was like, oh, it's basically just like talking to men on the internet. And I was like, well, I could do that, you know, in my sleep kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
been doing it for free.
Yeah. I mean, God. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we do when we're out anyway. It's just on a webcam. And yeah, it just is a bit naughty, I suppose. But I did that for 5 years. And then the thing is with webcam, you always have to be on the computer and you have to be present all the time. Whereas with OnlyFans, obviously it's like, it is, you know, residual income. You getting subscribers all the time, you know, you're sending out PPVs, they're buying it. And I heard about these girls in America earning like $100,000 a month. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm literally like not leaving the house because I'm webcamming all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I want to try this. So that's how I got into OnlyFans. And yeah, it was like the best thing I ever did.
Do you ever feel like it was a really difficult decision to go from like, because acting, like pursuing any kind of performing art career is always super competitive.
Yeah.
And you feel like you've worked your entire life for it. So then to just give it up for something else.
It was hard, babe. Like because I did have to give it up, especially because this is OnlyFans, you know, you have to promote yourself and you have to be open with like what you're doing and who you are and stuff to make, you know, the most money. And so I couldn't really do both,
yeah.
You know, and I had to make a clear cut choice of whether I was going to do continue doing musical theatre or, you know, go into the adult industry. And to be honest, I just wanted to earn more money. So yeah. It was really hard giving up though. And I still dream about dancing all the time. Like the stage is my passion, absolutely. And I miss it so much. Like I love dancing, singing, acting. Like I miss it so much, but it wasn't going to give me the money that I wanted to be earning.
Yeah, it's really hard because I always see certain types of men on the internet judging women for wanting that financial freedom, basically. Yeah. But when you
say, not just men, women do it too. Women are judging too.
Oh, really? Have you found that when you've...
Yeah. I mean, there's, it just depends what kind of person you are. Men, women, like There's all types of haters out there.
Have you found that really hard when you're trying to do your job?
I have struggled with trolling. Yeah, I have, especially on TikTok. Like Instagram, okay. I don't find is so bad, but TikTok is just so cruel. And yeah, I did struggle with my mental health with that for a bit, but yeah, I'm all right now.
I think it's hard when you it's hard when you do what you do because you have to put all of yourself out there, or like majority of yourself out there.
Yeah.
And when people can attack your physical appearance, that must be quite hard, because then you start to like really think about yourself in a different way.
100%. I mean, there was times where I would literally go to turn on the camera and then just cry, because I'm like, because obviously you're looking at yourself and I'm just like, oh, I hate myself. Do you know what I mean? It just makes you like, it made me very, very insecure.
I have heard though about OnlyFans being actually quite a nice platform to be on.
Yeah.
Because people are paying to go onto your page, so they're not going to troll you.
People are lovely. I mean, I've got like the best fans ever, and I'm so grateful for that. So yeah, if you want a confidence boost, yeah, just go on your OnlyFans and talk to your fans for sure.
I did see though, I actually did watch the documentary that Olivia Attwood Dak did.
Yeah.
Called Filthy Rich, which you were also on.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, what was it like doing that again? Because you're putting yourself on a massive platform and open yourself up. So what was it actually like to be open about it in that way?
I mean, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, when they asked me to be on the show, I was quite surprised, really. I did it 100%. There was no way I wasn't going to do it. And I was really excited. But yeah, what a great like platform to go on. I mean, it's the thing about OnlyFans is you need as many people to know about you as possible.
Yeah.
Because then they sign up. So for me, it was just like, absolutely, I'll do that.
Do you ever get worried about like it coming across as like over glamorized, or like being so like inundated with the amount of types of people that are now on the platform?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very, like, you have to kind of see both sides. Like, yes, it's such a huge opportunity to earn money, but it's also quite, you're showing your body as a woman, and there's a lot of decisions to be made doing that, and there's a lot of judgment that comes, and stigma, and, you know, it's not all glamorous, you know. Yeah. There is a very not nice side to it also, and it's hard work, you know. It doesn't, the opportunities don't just come, you know. You have to be driven and motivated, and you know, it's hard work.
Yeah, I can imagine it being a very mentally taxing job to do, because I think when people see people that do that kind of stuff for a living, they think, oh, well, you know, you don't have to get up at 6 a.m, trek into an office and work a job that you don't necessarily like because you can just sit there and put makeup on. But when you feel really bad about yourself or in a mentally bad way, you don't want to get ready and you don't want to look happy in front of a camera. That's the last thing you want to do. But
yeah,
when you are relying on that for your income, you have to force yourself to do it anyway.
Babe, it's like, yeah, 100%. Like you have to do it. Even if you don't want to, you have to. So, you know, you don't really have a choice. Although saying that, I haven't really worked for the last 4 months. So. But I did get myself, thankfully, into a position where I could step away and have that break.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, that being able to not work for the last 4 months hasn't come overnight, right? You've had to do your
time. I mean, it's taken like 3.5 years to be able to get myself into a position. And I'm back to work now. I need to get back to work. Yeah.
When you do stuff like that, how, when you have, what you were saying earlier about having conversations with yourself about what you put out there.
Yeah.
How did you, I haven't seen your OnlyFans content, I'll be honest. So I don't know what you show, but how do you know like what your boundaries are? And that, when you do like that?
You don't, like they are completely changing all the time. So like when I started webcam modeling, and that was not on OnlyFans, this was actually on adult work, and I just did webcamming, and I wouldn't show anything other than my mouth and nose, and I would have like a full-blown top on, and I didn't show a thing. And then it got to like 3 months in, and I, you know, I'd start to take my top off, and then I'd take my pants off, and then before you know it, I'm literally using toys. And then that's kind of, it just progresses. So with OnlyFans, it was like I'd already shared with the internet my body. And really for me, it was kind of doing, it was actually making videos of it though. Cause like yeah. Webcam is live. So it's not, I wasn't worried about like leaking, like any content being leaked. But with OnlyFans, you know, content gets leaked. Like that's just how it is. So that was what worried me. So I started by doing those kind of videos, you know, like, you know, full blown videos, but I would only have like my mouth in. And then it took maybe a year or so for me to even include my eyes in videos. And then, you know, I got my ex involved, and before you know it, there's sex tapes. So
I think it must be just when you're more comfortable with what you're doing and you feel more confident that you change your boundaries.
Yeah. And also it's the money. Like it just, you do it for the money. Like I know I did. I was like, how can I earn more? I want more. You get a bit greedy with it, really.
How do you deal with it when content gets leaked or put into a place where you've not consented for it to be?
It's hard. I think I spent like 5 days in absolute depression, not getting out of bed when when some content was leaked for the first time. And it really, it absolutely killed me. But then you just have to think about it in a different way. It's free promotion. And ultimately, it's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. So you just have to be okay with it, because it's never going to stop.
I think it's a thing where when you put stuff onto OnlyFans, you're consenting for people to see that.
Yeah.
But you're also making an income from it. I think it's the only reason people get upset is because, well, I say the only reason people get upset because you've not consented to certain people seeing parts of you for free.
Yeah, I mean, just piss off.
Because it's your business, right? Like, you don't want people to see stuff for free.
100%. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. But yeah, you just have to see it as free promotion. And then it's not as much as a kick in the teeth, you know?
Do you think if, like, with a lot of women turn to OnlyFans because of the, like, they are only interested in financial freedom as opposed to, like, actually really wanting to do it?
I mean, I do. It's all about finance. It's all about money. Maybe some girls want to do it. I mean, it is fun. Like, it is fun. I really enjoy it, you know. Although I am getting to an age now where I'm like, I maybe need to knock it on the head at some point. And, you know.
You say that, but there's like a million and one documentaries out there, probably on BBC Three, about women in their 80s deciding to do adult work for the first time.
I know. I mean, 100%. And I've kind of always said I'll keep doing it until people stop paying me to.
So never then.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Touch wood, never, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends, because, you know, I haven't got any kids and I want kids and stuff. So I don't know. I don't really know where morally I lie on everything. I don't know yet. Not quite made that decision.
I think there's always like a stigma around people that do this kind of work, especially if they want to have children.
Hmm.
I mean, what would you say to those people that are like, think about what your future kids would think about when you do this kind of stuff?
Oh, people ask me that all the time.
Okay.
And I just think, well.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, I've always said, you know, well, they have a swimming pool and they get to swim with their mates and have pool parties and all that shit, because my dream was to do a self-build and have, you know, have a huge house with a, you know, basement pool and all that sort of stuff. Although things have changed me a little bit. The last 4 months for me have been pretty horrific. So, I don't really know where I'm going to be. I don't even know if I would have a pool now, because I've kind of been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and it's... I've kind of realised a lot of lessons that, you know, it's not all about money. So
I feel like when you get older, people will start to think, reevaluate what they think is important to them.
Absolutely. Like, what's a priority and what's, you know, just bullshit, and money is bullshit.
I think if you turn around to 20-year-old Sharon and said, like, I'd give you X amount to do, I'd be like, yeah, I'd do anything to get paid. But actually now... I mean, I'm not 30, but like the closer I get to 30, I'm like, actually, I wouldn't do a lot of things for any money.
100%. It doesn't matter. I mean, I could say that because I sit in a comfortable position now, but it really doesn't matter.
I did see, well, actually, there's a lot of things about you and your lovely car collection.
Yeah.
So what, have you always been into cars and things like that?
Yeah, so I come from like a big car family. So I've got three older brothers. My dad's into cars. My mum's into cars. I mean, my mum's nearly 70. She's got an Evo 10.
I love that
car. Yeah, she's got a proper sicked up car. And I've always been brought up around cars. So I've always really liked them. And I'm like a proper thrill seeker as well. So my brothers would always take me out in the cars and take me out like doing donuts and drifting around roundabouts and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I've always been around it.
Do you always find it like, you always get weird comments about, you know, you're a young, attractive woman met like in that a very male dominated hobby?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but I've only been to a few events. I do the TikToks and that, but I haven't, I didn't get to go to as many events as I wanted to this summer. But hopefully next summer I'll be able to crack on. But yeah, I mean, obviously I do get comments on TikTok from men and stuff, like thinking that I don't know anything. I mean, I'm not here protesting that I know much about cars. I love looking at cars. I love driving cars, but I don't know like about engines and all that shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, because that doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I like what I see and I like how fast it goes. Like, do you know what I mean? I like driving.
I think it's like when you tell a man that you like certain sport and then, or you're like, I like football. And they're like, well, tell me what Cristiano Ronaldo's third cousin removes blood type.
I know.
Is. And
you're like, what
the fuck's that got to do with it?
I know.
But what would you say, what advice would you give to women that are maybe too scared to like go to the events because they are worried about people judging them, especially men?
I mean, just go. Fuck them. Do you know what I mean? Who cares what other people think?
What was it like when you went to your first event? Did you find it was weird and scary or not?
I was a bit scared actually, because I had all these like big flags with my picture on them.
Oh.
They looked sick. So around the car, so I had the two big, because it was all, you know, it was all promotion. That's kind of what I was there for. I took the Lambo. It was all twin turboed. Like, yeah, but I was a bit nervous. Yeah, but I was the only girl I wasn't the only girl, but I mean, I was the only girl with these big flags, picture of me in underwear on them. And I was a bit scared, but it, you know, I had a wicked time. The events that I actually went to, I had such a good time. I loved it.
I think, well, I mean, you're braver than me for like having yourself in underwear on a flag. I think that'd be like my worst nightmare. So you've got some confidence about you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I do have a lot of confidence, to be fair.
Is that something, like, that must have taken you a lot of time to develop though?
Well, I've been on the stage since I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
Like doing dance festivals. My mum used to take me all over the country. Like I was, you know, I was dancing since I was three. So I've constantly been on the stage, but looked at by lots of people. So for me, it's like, water off a duck's back. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's weird because that industry can kind of go one or two ways for some people. Like some people can really build them in terms of their confidence. And for some people, it can go the complete opposite direction.
100%. Because like when you work in musical theatre, it's like there's so much rejection. Like you're auditioning every other day and all this, that and the other. And actually you're getting rejected 90% of the time. So you build a strong, a strong character, a thick skin, but it's tough. And it definitely affects how you are as a human.
What advice would you give to people about developing that thick skin and how they deal with rejection?
Go to therapy.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, I go to therapy, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it now for like 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've actually just, because I've found I got ADHD as well.
Yeah.
And I've just started taking medicine for it.
Okay.
So I think it's all about kind of, because I went to my therapist and she was like, I can't work with you unless you take some ADHD medicine. Because it was all about like meditating and I don't know what they call it, not self-care, but I can't remember now. But she was like, you know, I can only put what I need to show you and for you to learn when you need to calm your brain down a little bit.
That's quite a late diagnosis for ADHD.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 35, but I feel like it's only really just kind of a thing now. Like when I was a kid, it was never talked about. It just wasn't a thing.
I think for women, it's really hard to get diagnosed. I've had a couple of guests come on and talk about their diagnosis of ADHD, and they've really struggled to get something younger or earlier in their lives. They don't find out until they're in their 20s, late 20s.
Yeah.
And it's always really difficult, but then you always get put off as like it's just you growing up as opposed to like maybe your brain is
your brain is just, you know, over hyper. And I've noticed it massively. So like I've only started taking it like 3 days ago.
Oh wow.
So usually I'm so funny with tasks, like if I need to be somewhere or whatever, if I have a plan, I can only have one plan a day.
Yeah.
If I have more than one plan a day, I can't do it. I freak out and I'll like cancel the plan. It's actually ridiculous. And actually it's the first time I've been able to shoot content, TikTok, you know, Telegram, Instagram, you know, do my OnlyFans stuff. And I got it all done in like 2 hours. I've never, ever been able to do that ever in my life. Like, yeah, it's been crazy. And yeah, it helps you with, you know, doing your tasks and getting through and not feeling overwhelmed. Cause I was constantly feeling overwhelmed. It helps you. What are the other things it helps you with? I've got a brain block now.
I didn't realize that the medication could have an effect so quickly on your brain.
Yeah, it does. Cause I've taken it today and I can totally feel it, because it makes your brain slower. You don't think as quickly, and therefore you can, because I'm very impulsive normally, and it stops the impulses and it slows your brain down to just give you a second more to think.
Okay.
But it is quite, it does change you definitely. But it says that it makes you less hyperactive, and I can feel that too, because I definitely feel calmer. But I'm still a bit hyper. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm still me, but I can definitely tell there's a change.
What actually happened that made you think that maybe I should go get checked?
Well, basically I had a big traumatizing thing happen to me 4 months ago. So I'm married, but I found out that my ex-husband was cheating on me.
Yeah.
And that I needed to break up with him. We needed to get a divorce. And actually it sent me mental, as it would.
Yeah, you know,
we've been together for 11 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a big shock because I literally had no idea at all. I mean, I'm obviously stupid, but that basically sent all my whole ADHD into just mental. Like I was just mental, and I couldn't control my emotions. I couldn't think straight. Like, and yeah, I just felt like I needed to get an assessment, because everything had just, apparently, you know, trauma exacerbates ADHD symptoms, and that is what happened to me. And do you know what? I got the assessment and I mean, before we even started, it was like, I don't even need to actually assess you. Cause I was like, do you know what time, do you know how long this is going to take? And he was like, why, have you got somewhere to be? And I was like, no. So even off the bat and halfway through, he was like, we don't really need to carry on kind of thing. So yeah, but I only just plucked up the courage to kind of start taking it 3 days ago. And I got in like 2 months ago. So
I mean, there are a lot of women now that are coming through with diagnosis. Like I said earlier, some of the other guests, what would you say to women like to get their diagnosis?
So I just went onto the internet and I think I paid like 700 quid for a private diagnosis. I mean, I guess you could go to the doctor.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. Because I'm impulsive and I was like, if I want something, I get it like there and then.
Yeah.
Don't mind waiting. So,
I mean, what finally made you decide to like, you need to start taking your medication? Because I guess that's quite scary. People are worried about their personality changing, aren't they? When they start taking something like that.
That's the whole thing. And as much as it does a bit change it. Yeah. Because I can totally feel in me that it does. But what made me do it? Because I still hadn't started work yet and I was just feeling really overwhelmed by everything because, you know, I didn't know how to throw myself back into work again. And I just said, Bonnie, just try this medicine and just try it and see what happens. Because you can self-medicate. It's not like you take it one day and that's it, you're changed forever.
Yeah.
But you literally take it one day and not take it the next. So I've said to myself, I'll take it 4 days a week and have the weekend off. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Have you found like, not just in terms of work, but generally it makes you feel a lot better?
It makes my brain calm down because honestly, my brain before is going 100 miles an hour and I just can't think straight and I get so overwhelmed and I can't, and my emotions are up and down. Like ADHD and bipolar, I think sometimes they can get a bit confused. And I always thought, God, I must be bipolar because I'm actually mental. But no, I think it's just the ADHD because now my emotions have like plateaued. I just feel very normal and very regular and very calm, you know, which is not me at all. I'm just not like that. I'm all over the shop all the time. But it is nice to have a little break.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I think it's when you're dealing with something that's difficult, that happens to you as well, like being able to channel and decide what you actually think and feel is probably quite, brings you a lot of peace in a really strange way.
Yeah, I mean, it was nearly impossible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was very, very, very tough. But thankfully, you know, I actually turned to one of my friends for like comfort, and he was a very good friend of mine and now he's my boyfriend, so it actually turned out really well.
Your life is literally like an actual roller coaster.
I know, it's mad because you just don't know what's around the corner and life can change like that, and it's just made me realize that you have to live your life because you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know, life is so short and it can change. And yeah, like I just wish I hadn't spent 11 years with somebody who, now I look back on it, I'm like, fuck, that wasn't like...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I never even wanted it anyway. Like, it's so sad. I've wasted such a long time. But I honestly am so thankful and grateful what's happened because it has made me into such a better person.
I think it's really hard to, it's always really good in hindsight to like look back on certain things.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and I think I felt the same way. But when I look at certain things, because when you're in something, like in a relationship, you're like blinded, aren't you? Like completely blinded to other things.
100%.
And it's not until you remove yourself from that situation that you're like, yeah, that wasn't great.
Mate, honestly, I mean, it was crazy. I was constantly trying to change the boy, like constantly. And then you come out of it and you go, why was I with this person? I was constantly trying to change him. It's not fair.
No, it's not
okay to do that to a human. So, you know, I've taken accountability what I need to, and you know, it's worked out for the best for me, really. So
I guess that's something that's really important as well for listeners to think about, because I get so many young girls are like, oh, but what do I do like this in a relationship? And I was like, you just can't. Because if you try to force something, it's just not going to work how you want it to.
Never. The change has to come from the person.
Yeah.
If you're telling someone to change and they're doing it for you and not for themselves, it's never, ever, ever going to work.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of change, Tommy, you were going to buy a farm.
Yes.
And now I'm really intrigued. I'm like, well, I've literally been sat here thinking about this farm. Like, yeah.
I'm buying a farm in Horsham in Surrey. It's got 23 acres. It's got loads of outbuildings and it's got like a big farmhouse. And I'm completing on it in January.
Why a farm?
Because it's got all the outbuildings.
Okay.
You can get planning on them.
So you're thinking business.
This is an investment for me. So
I was thinking piglets and sheep.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah, no chickens, no sheep. No, just money, hopefully. So I'll complete on that. I'm going to hopefully be selling the development because I've got all the planning nearly. And once all the planning's come through, I'll sell it to a developer and then they'll buy the development off me. I'm hoping to sell the farmhouse as well before the completion date. But if I don't, then, you know, I've got another house there that I might rent out, or I don't know, I might even live in it. I don't know really. Hopefully that'll make me enough profit. Once it's all been sold, that'll make me enough profit to, well, not really have to worry too much. That'd be nice.
I was just thinking, I was like, oh, she fancy herself as a bit of a Jeremy Clarkson.
I would actually love to do that. Diddly squat farm. Yeah. 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 I love that program.
Yeah. I was thinking, she's decided like she's not going to do OnlyFans anymore. She's going to open up a farm. She's going to get on a tractor.
Little farm shop and that. I love all that stuff, you know, like the fresh milk, the fresh egg and all stuff. But no, I do eat meat, but I just can't cope with like all the animal stuff.
Oh, okay. No, that's, I'm exactly the same.
I love animals so much and it's something that I regret when I eat meat, but obviously not enough to stop eating it, but I think
there's a lot of people that feel the same way. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it. But obviously you are a massive advocate for like financial independence and stability, like you can tell by your whole career.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
You know, what tips would you give to like young women that are also looking to like give themselves that financial independence and stability?
Advice. I mean, go for it. Just there's going to be mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, I've made so many mistakes. I've lost so much money. I can't even tell you. But just don't let that get you down and just keep going. Drive and motivation is absolutely key. But just try to, you know, learn from your own mistakes and try and learn from other people's and try and take advice. But risk is everything. Like, take the bloody risk. If you don't risk anything, you have nothing to gain. You know what I mean? So, yeah, take the risk.
I think it's like, I mean, I feel like Jeff Bezos is a really terrible example in this situation, but he quit his really well-paying job to start off a bookshop in a garage. And now it's like one of the biggest corporations in the world, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't take the risk, you gain nothing. Yes, you might lose something if it doesn't go to plan, but then take another risk. Like, I love risk though. I'm probably a risk taker.
I was going to say, do you wish you took more or less risks in your life?
If I didn't do everything exactly the way I've done it, I wouldn't be where I am today. Yeah. So I'm happy for all of the things that I have done, but I have lost a lot of money taking risks. But it's not worked out too badly. So
Well, there you go. Your own success story. I always ask my guests the same final question. So if you could offer a piece of advice to your younger self based on your life and career, what would it be?
If I could offer advice to myself, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, this is quite an easy one for me. So I got bullied hard at school, like so hard. And my mum always told me, like, one day you're going to grow up and you're going to be beautiful and you're going to be successful. And I wish I'd have bloody listened to her, because I spent so, so many years crying over not being the popular one, not being the pretty one, you know, not being liked at school and being so hyperactive that nobody fucking wanted to talk to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I just, I would, my advice to myself would be, listen to your mother.
Do you know what? I vouch for that.
She was right.
Mums are always right.
Mums are always right.
It's a weird intuition they've got. Yeah. They're always right. No, I mean, you've had your own challenges, right? So, you know, you deserve all of the successes you've got for all of the things you've been through. And I'm really grateful that you gave up some of your time today and used your one plan a day to come here and talk to me.
I can do more plans now. All the plans in a day. But no, thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's been really lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.